Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Anxious Minds. You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your breath gets caught in your throat, and suddenly the world feels a little too loud, a little too bright? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're diving headfirst into anxiety attacks, understanding what they are, why they happen, and most importantly, how to navigate them with grace and strength. Because let's be honest, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, and it's okay to need a little help navigating the twists and turns. So, let's break this down. Think of an anxiety attack as your body's way of going into overdrive when faced with perceived danger. Now, the catch is, our brains sometimes get things mixed up. That presentation at work might feel like facing a lion, or that traffic jam could be mistaken for a life or death situation. Your nervous system, in its wisdom, but also its occasional overzealousness, kicks into fight or flight mode, releasing a flood of adrenaline and hormones that can leave you feeling physically and mentally overwhelmed. Here's the good news. You have the power to manage these attacks. Think of it like learning a new dance move. With practice and the right steps, you can become more confident and in control. First, remember that an anxiety attack is not dangerous, it's just a temporary surge of energy that will eventually pass. Deep breaths are your best friend here. Slow, deep inhalations and exhalations can help calm your nervous system and bring a sense of grounding. Second, try to focus on the present moment. Dwelling on worries about the past or anxieties about the future only fuels the fire. Engage your senses. Notice the colors around you, the feel of your clothes against your skin, the sounds in the air. This helps redirect your attention away from anxious thoughts and back into the here and now. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. When anxiety takes hold, our minds can go into overdrive with worst-case scenarios. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What's a more realistic way to look at this situation? Fourth, build resilience. Think of it as mental armor. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Exercise, spend time in nature, listen to music, practice mindfulness meditation. These are all powerful tools for strengthening your emotional well-being. Lastly, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can make a world of difference. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me share a quick story that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, you've poured your heart into it, and suddenly, your palms start sweating, your voice trembles, and you feel like everyone is staring at you judgingly. Ever felt that? That's an anxiety attack in action. A classic case of our brains overreacting to a seemingly ordinary situation. But what if I told you that instead of letting fear take the wheel, you could reframe your thinking and turn that presentation into a moment of confidence and triumph? By focusing on your deep breaths, remembering your well-rehearsed material, and visualizing success, you can actually harness that nervous energy and channel it into a powerful performance. See, anxiety doesn't have to be your boss. You can learn to manage it and even use it to your advantage. So remember those key takeaways. Embrace the present moment, challenge negative thoughts, build resilience through self-care practices, and don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. You got this. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Remember, managing anxiety is an ongoing journey, but with each step you take towards understanding and acceptance, you become more empowered and resilient. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these positive affirmations. Until next time, keep those hearts open and minds clear.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.